Acute coronary syndromes are a common medical emergency. Kirk McGee from Dalhousie University in Canada tells us more about the effects of treatment with heparins.
We've conducted a systematic review for the Cochrane Library on heparins versus placebo for acute coronary syndromes, or ACS. This stemmed from a previous Cochrane review comparing low molecular weight heparin to unfractionated heparin in ACS, after which the editors asked, what was the evidence for heparin use in ACS? We did this new review to answer that question. Acute coronary syndromes include unstable angina and non-ST segment elevation myocardial infarction, or non-STEMI. Clinically, unstable angina and non-STEMI present the same. The only difference is that patients with non-STEMI have an elevation of cardiac enzymes indicating a progression from myocardial ischemia to necrosis. Both unstable angina and non-STEMI are different from ST segment elevation myocardial infarction in that they don't respond to immediate reperfusion therapy with systemic fibrinolytics or immediate percutaneous coronary intervention. In terms of prevalence, it would be an uncommon day in a busy Canadian emergency department if the clinician did not encounter several patients with ACS. 8 studies with over 3,000 subjects comparing heparin to placebo were included in this new review. They took place between 1985 and 1996. We found only 2 studies that compared low molecular weight heparin to placebo. All patients in the placebo arms received aspirin. 4 of these studies, which contained more than 3/4 of the included patients, were of high methodologic quality. We found no evidence that heparins reduced overall mortality. However, heparins reduced the occurrence of myocardial infarction by 40%. For every 33 patients treated with heparins, there would be 1 fewer myocardial infarction. While there is no difference between the heparin and placebo groups with respect to the need for revascularization procedures, the occurrence of recurrent angina, major bleeds, and thrombocytopenia, patients treated with heparins had more minor bleeds. A pooled analysis from the low molecular weight heparin trials showed a benefit in reducing the incidence of recurrent angina and the need for revascularization procedures. Our review supports the early use of heparins to treat patients with ACS. As most studies only enroll patients who had either a documented history of coronary artery disease, ECG changes, or cardiac enzyme elevation, the use of heparins should be reserved for patients with high risk unstable angina or non-STEMI. Given the advantages of low molecular weight heparin over unfractionated heparin reported in the earlier Cochrane review, and our findings in this new review, low molecular weight heparin should be the preferred drug of choice in the early treatment of ACS.
You can get to this new Cochrane review and to the earlier one that Kirk mentioned from www.cochrane.org.